A familiar Bible story is told according to Luke chapter 17.
在路加福音十七章有一个大家都很熟悉的圣经故事。
It came to pass that Jesus one day from Galilee, and he was to travel to Jerusalem.
他讲到耶稣从加利利要去耶路撒冷。
And he had to cross the border between Galilee and Samaria.
耶稣需要经过加利利跟撒玛利亚的边界。
Now as he crossed the border, he entered into a village.
当他经过那个边界的时候，他来到一个村庄。
And behold, 10 lepers rushing toward him.
看了有十个长大麻风的人向他走过去。
And but they stood in front of Jesus at a distance.
但是呢，他们只敢远远地站着。
On a loud voice,They pleading for Jesus to heal them.
他们大声地请求耶稣来医治他们。
They said, Jesus, Master, have pity on us.
他们说，耶稣夫子啊，请可怜我们。
Then Jesus showed his compassion on them.
耶稣就向他们施怜悯。
And Jesus didn't do anything but give them an injunction, saying, Go, show yourself to the priest.
但是耶稣并没有做任何事情。只告诉他们说去让你们的身体给祭司查看。
Because according to Moses' law, a leper, whether he got healed or not, is determined not by the doctor, but by the priest.
根据旧约的律法，一个长大麻风的人，要看他是不是好了，不是让医生检查，而是让祭司查看。
Now in an instant, they were healed.
随即他们就被医治了。
But things happened so quick, they didn't know about it.
事情发生了那么的快，他们自己都没有感觉到。
So they went away to see the priest.
在他们去给祭司查看的路上。
And on their way, they look at the skin.
在路上，他们看着自己的皮肤。
And all of a sudden, they discover this red spot disappear.
突然发现身上那些红点都不见了。
So they knew immediately they were healed.
他们知道他们被医治了。
And even Jesus didn't do anything.
即使耶稣并没有做任何事情。
But as interesting as it may seem, one person, it happened to be a Samaria.
很有意思的是，其中有一个人是撒玛利亚人。
And then he turned and came back to Jesus.
他转身回来走向耶稣。
And then he praised God in a loud voice.
他大声地归荣耀于神。
And then they said, Thank you, my Lord.
他向耶稣说，感谢你，主啊。
But Jesus exclaimed,
那耶稣说，
But not all 10 cleansed, where are the other 9?
洁净了的不是十个吗？那九个在哪里呢？
And then Jesus talked to this man. Rise and go.
耶稣对这个人说，起来走吧。
And your faith has made you well.
你的信救了你。
So you can see that Jesus not only care about people's physical well-being.
我们可以看到耶稣不只是关心人的身体健康。
But he also care about more so than their soul.
他更在意的是人的心灵。
And then said, "Your faith has made you well."
他对那个人说，你的信救了你。
So this man is safe.
这个人得救了。
Now, as simple as the story goes,
好像这个故事很简单。
Now, I don't know about you. I have a question.
我不知道你怎么想，我自己有一个问题。
And I have given a lot of thought about it.
我一直在思想这个问题。
Now, if I open the door for you, you will say thank you, right?
如果为你开门，你会跟我说谢谢。
If during the lunch time I bring you a tea, and you will say thank you.
如果在吃饭的时候，我帮你送上一杯茶，你也会跟我说谢谢。
Now, this is a natural outflowing of our social courtesy.
这是我们都知道的生活礼节。
Now, these 10 people experienced a life-changing event on their life.
这十个人，他们经历了这样改变生命的事情。
Now, how could they not say thank you to Jesus?
他们怎么不跟耶稣说一声谢谢呢？
And I believe it's not that they don't know.
我相信不是他们不知道。
And because they have forgotten.
乃是因为他们忘记了。
Now, I believe myself in prayer.
我自己相信祷告。
So every time when I board an airplane, I pray.
每一次我要上飞机之前，我都祷告。
But many times I find out when the airplane land safely, I forget to pray.
但是很多时候我发现，当飞机安全的降落的时候，我忘了感谢。
Because I preoccupy with some other things like luggage and any people receive me in an airport.
因为我的心都专注在其他的事情，像是我的行李呀，或是其他的人来接我呀。
And I believe these 9 lepers was preoccupied with themselves.
我相信这九个长大麻风的人也是一心专注在自己身上。
And as a result, their heart is gripped by a spirit of ingratitude.
结果那个他们的心就整个都充满了都是不感恩的心。
Now the next question is why do people forget? This is a very important thing in their life.
为什么这些人会忘记呢？这是那么重要的事情。
I already said they forget.
我已经说了是他们忘记。
Then I ask the question further, why they forget?
那我再进一步再问一个问题，为什么他们会忘记呢？
I believe they forget about the truth that they already know that all the good things come from God.
我相信他们是忘记了一个真理，他们知道了一个真理，就是所有美善的事情都是从神而来。
Because James chapter 1 says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly light, who does not change like a shifting shadows.
雅各书一章十七节说，各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐。
So we got to remember that every good thing is from God.
我们都需要知道每一样事情都是从上头来的。
And as a matter of fact, the Christian economic 101 is God owns everything.
我们要在基督徒要认识的一点就是神他拥有一切。
Now once we can internalize this truth, then our thanksgiving will flow very naturally.
如果我们能够把这样的一个认识内在化的话，我们的感恩就很自然的可以流露出来。
So the first thing we learned today this morning is we should thank God for all the provisions and material blessings.
所以今天我们要学的第一件事情就是我们要为神一切的供应，还有他的祝福，物质上面的祝福来感谢他。
And the second thing I would like to point out is thanksgiving that we are often unaware of.
另外第二点我要提出来是另外一种感恩，我们常常疏忽的。
That is we should thank God for.How he created us.
那就是我们应该要为神造我们的样式来感谢他。
As I studying the difference between the creationism and evolution, and then I learned some interesting thing.
当我在研究这个创造论跟进化论，我发现一些有趣的事情。
And then I found that the chimpanzee DNA and the human DNA have 98% similarity.
我发现黑猩猩的 DNA 跟我们人类的 DNA 有 98% 是一样的。
Now give and take for some error, so the difference is less than 2%.
所以我们跟猩猩不一样的地方只有比2%还低的一个。
And then I talked to some evolutionists, they said.
我听到一些进化论者这样说。
See, this is the proof that human beings are evolved from monkeys.
他们说，你看，这个就证明说我们人是从猴子进化来的。
But I said to them, because I'm an engineer.
但是呢，因为我是一个工程师，所以我对他们说。
So this quantitative difference, quantity, okay, quantitative difference, similarity suggests that our God is a very clever designer.
我说，就是这样子一个数量上面的相同呢，证明我们的神是一个非常有智慧的设计师。
Because he knows how to use common parts.
因为他知道怎么样使用一些共同的零件。
Now you engineer know what I'm talking about.
如果你是工程师的话，你就知道我在说什么。
So this is the creative mind of our grand creator.
这个就是我们造物主他的创意。
Now even though the similarity is 98%,
虽然有98%的相同
，but we are qualitatively day and night difference than the chimpanzee.
但从本质上来讲，我们跟猩猩是天壤之别。
Qualitatively, not quantitatively.
从质上面来讲，不是从数量上来讲。
And why? Because if you look at chapter 1 of Genesis, we found out when God created man, he breathed into his nostril the breath of life.
为什么呢？如果你从创世纪第一章来看，你就看到神造人时候是从人的鼻孔里面吹了一口气。
And as a result, we become a living soul.
结果我们就成了有灵的活人。
A living soul means God stamps His image into each one of us.
有灵的活人讲到说，神的形象在我们每个人的身上。
And we are bearing the very image of our God.
我们身上是有神的形象的。
And therefore, human beings are different from all the created things.
因此，我们人跟所有的被造物都是不一样的。
We have the reflected glory and the intrinsic value.
我们是有从神那边来反射的荣光，也有内在的价值。
And this is why Christians advocate the sanctity of life.
这就是为什么我们基督徒提倡生命的神圣性。
So the second thing we're going to thank God is God has elevated us from the dust and give us a soul.
第二件我们要感谢神的，就是说神把我们从尘土提升起来，给我们灵命。
And along the same thought, we also give thanks to God for He gave us the free will.
在这个思想下呢，我们要感谢神，他赐给我们自由意志。
Now, free will is very important.
自由意志非常重要。
And they're set apart from human being than all the creations.
它使我们跟其他的被造物不一样。
And we all agree that love is the highest virtue in the human soul.
我们都承认爱是在人类里面最高的美德。
But we got to have free will in order to make love possible.
但是我们必须要有自由意志，使我们能够有爱的可能性。
And because there's no such thing as forced love.
因为并没有所谓强迫的爱。
So, with free will and love, give rise to the possibility of worship.
随着自由意志和爱的可能性，就产生了一个敬拜的可能性。
Now we all agree that a life without love is a terrible thing.
我们都承认，一个没有爱的生活里面是一件很可怕的事。
And if a life without worship is another way to deny the existence of God.
如果一个生活里面是没有敬拜，那就是一个否认神存在的一个生命。
It is also a very terrible thing.
那也是一件很可怕的事。
So, but free will has a restriction.
但是自由意志它是有限制的。
If a free will without boundary, it will not bring harmony but chaos.
如果自由意志没有被限制的话，它带来的不是和谐，而是混乱。
So we got to give thanks to God for He has given us the moral laws.
所以我们要为神给我们道德律来感谢他。
So the German atheist philosopher, Friedrich Nietzsche, and the British philosopher Bertrand Russell.And so on. They led a life of despair.
德国的哲学家尼采和英国的一个哲学家罗素，他们都是过着一个绝望或是说无望的生活。
Because they claim suicide is only solution to life.
因为他们宣称只有自杀是生命的一个解决之道。
So we ought to give thanks to God for He given us the precious free will and the moral law.
所以我们要为神给我们这样宝贵的自由意志还有道德律来感谢他。
Now I believe all the born again Christians have a fervent desire to spread the gospel.
我相信所有重生得救的基督徒都有一个热心想要来传福音。
But in practice we're facing two problems.
但实际上我们常常会面对两个问题。
And number one, we lack of the profound message to share.
问题之一是我们常常缺乏深入的一个信息来分享。
So this problem can be solved by hard work.
这个问题呢，可以经过我们努力的来学习得到解决。
And this is why Christian has to read the Bible and not only read but think about the Bible.
这就是我们基督徒应该要常常读圣经，而不是读关于圣经的事情。
And moreover, we have to read some other books outside the Bible so that we know where people come from.
我们也应该读一些圣经以外的书籍。所以我们知道其他人怎么想。
So that we can earn other people's hearing.
所以我们可以让人家愿意来聆听我们所说的话。
And then the second question is sort of out of our control.
第二个问题就是不是我们能够控制的。
And no matter how well you prepare, but you may not have the opportunity to do so.
不管你准备的多好，你可能并没有机会来做。
So we have to pray as a Christian that God give us the opportunity so.That we can share.
所以我们应该祷告神给我们机会来分享福音。
So I just came back from a Spain and Portugal sightseeing trip.
我刚刚从去西班牙跟葡萄牙的旅游回来。
And then I learned a lot.
我学了好多东西。
And one day our group was divided into two parts.
有一天我们的旅游团被分成两组。
And one group of people went to Gibraltar, 直布罗陀。
一组去了直布罗陀。
Because they want to see Northern Africa from that point.
因为他们想要从那里可以看到北非。
But because my fun of art, so I decided not to join them, but go to see the birthplace of Picasso.
但是因为我是喜欢艺术的人，所以我没有去那一组，我去了另外一组去看一个画家皮卡索。
So therefore, in our
出生地
we have about 15 people.Very small group.
我们那一组大概有十五个人。
And I was sitting on the right-hand side of the bus.
我坐在公车里面的右侧。
And then there's a dark-skinned, very gentle, talkative man sitting in front of me.
有一个深色皮肤很温和的绅士，但是他很健谈，坐在我前面。
And then he sat on the left hand side.
他是坐在我的左侧前方。
But he did not sit just in front of me, but skip one row.
他并不是就在我的前侧的左方，还隔了一排。
But somehow God's Spirit inspired me to engage with these people.This man.
但是好像神就感动我来跟这个人谈话。
And then I said, I have a lot of Indian friends.
我跟这个人说，我有很多印度的朋友。
And expecting he's Indian.
我以为他是个印度人，因为他皮肤很深色。
And this man said, No, I'm not Indian. I'm a Pakistani.
这个绅士说，不，我不是印度人，我是巴基斯坦人。
And I said, Oh, sorry. I know you guys didn't get along well.
然后我马上跟他说对不起，我知道你们跟印度人相处的不好。
But he said, I'm a Sufi Muslim. We believe in love, tolerance, worship one God, and universal brotherhood.
他说我是苏菲派的回教徒，我们相信爱、包容、敬拜一位单一的神，我们也相信四海皆兄弟。
And it happened that I knew about the Sufi a little bit because my last trip to Turkey, I learned a lot about this.
因为我之前有去过土耳其的一个旅游，所以我也知道一些关于苏菲派这个宗派的事情。
And I said, is it true that they promote love and service to others?
他说，你们苏菲派是不是就是提倡爱还有服侍他人呢？
And they said, yes, love is very important.
然后他说，是，爱是非常重要的。
And then I said, love is important, but one thing is more important than love.
我说是的，爱是重要的，但是有一件事情比爱更重要。
And that is the truth.
那就是真理。
And then he was so excited, and then raised his hands that yes, truth is very important.
他听了以后非常兴奋，就大声说：“是，真理是非常重要。
”And then I asked him a question.
我就问他一个问题。
And you are the Muslim, right?
我说你是个回教徒是吗
？Now what happens if your daughter become a Christian? What are you going to do with her?
他说：“如果你的女儿变成了基督徒，你会怎么处置她呢
？”But he gave me a very surprising answer.
但是他给我一个令我意外的答案。
And then he said, "It's okay. I believe all religions are the same. They just call their God with different names."
他说：“没关系啊，我相信所有的宗教都是一样的，他们只是用不同的名称来叫他们的神而已。
”And then they call this a universal fatherhood.
他们叫这个叫做宇宙性的神。
父亲 all God is converged to one, just different name.
所有的神都是一个，只是不同的名字而已。
I said, you believe in truth, right?
我说你相信真理不是吗
？I am a Christian.
我是一个基督徒。
I beg to disagree with you on this point.
很抱歉，我不同意你这一点。
Because Jesus said, if you know me, then you know the Father. If you don't know me.You cannot know the Father.
因为耶稣说，你若认识我，你就认识父；你若不认识我，你就不认识父。
And then he said, "Yes, Jesus is a good man."
他说是的，耶稣是一个好人。
And Jesus is a prophet.
耶稣是一个先知。
But he's not God.
但是他不是神。
And I believe in one God.
我相信独一的神。
And I told him that I believe in one God either.
我说我也相信独一的神。
But he said it doesn't make sense because you believe in Jesus is God.And you believe the Heavenly Father is God, and Papa he doesn't know about Holy Spirit.
然后他说，但是你这是讲不通的，因为你相信上帝是神，你也相信耶稣是神，他可能还不知道我们还有一个圣灵。
And then he said Trinity doesn't make sense.
他说三位一体这个是讲不通的。
So I said, let me ask you a question.
我说我要问你一个问题。
Before the creation, to whom God spoke?
在创造之前。神讲话的对象是谁呀
？And before the creation, and what's the object of his speech?
哦，在创造之前，神讲话的对象是谁？他爱的对象是谁呢
？And then, what kind of people he loved before the creation?
他爱的对象是谁
？He said, "I never thought of it. Let me think about it."
他说：“哦，我从来没有想过这个问题，让我想一想。”
So, during this conversation, I speak very loud.
在这个对话当中，我讲得很大声。
Well, because I'm sitting here, and then two rows of seats in front of me.
因为我是坐在右侧，然后他坐在左侧两排前面。
And he has to turn his head to talk to me.
他必须要转头回身跟我讲话。
So after we have a toilet break and everybody get out of the bus.
在我们很大声的对谈之后，我们到了一个地方，每一个人都下车了。
那么 several people come to me. Thank you. You clarify so many things for me.
有很多人跑来跟我说，谢谢你，你为我们厘清了一些事情。
And I know that your God is a relational God.
我知道你的神是一个有关系的神。
So I give thanks for you, to God for this opportunity that I never expect.
我为这个我没有想到的机会来感谢神。
And then I encounter another unexpected opportunity.
另外我又得了另外一个机会。
And at evening there was a dinner show.
在一个晚上有一个晚宴的表演会。
And then the table is very narrow, and then sit across me is a Taiwanese couple.
那个桌子很狭窄的，坐在我的对面是一对台湾夫妇。
And then I did not say anything at the beginning.
一开始我并没有说什么话。
And but they talked to me first.
那他们先对我说话。
Where you come from?
你从哪里来呢？
I said, I come from a place you probably never heard of.
我说我是从一个你可能都没听过的地方来的。
Poughkeepsie.
普吉西。
Oh, he said, yes, I've been there. I walked the bridge once.
他说：“哦，我去过，我去那边走过桥。”
He asked me, "Are you working for IBM?"
他问我说：“你是在 IBM 工作吗？”
I said, "I was, but I retired."
我说我曾经是，但是我已经退休了。
And then he made a remark, "Very sad that IBM get rid of the microelectronic division."
然后他说：“非常可惜 ，IBM 把半导体的部分都卖掉了。”
And then I said, "You seem to know IBM a lot."
我说：“你好像对 IBM 的事情知道的不少。”
And then he's a scientist and engineer.
他是一个工程师科学家。
So we chat about the Big Bang theory and the various cosmology.
我们聊到那种大爆炸的理论，也聊到各样的宇宙论。
And then I bring up the subject of religion.
然后我也提到了宗教。
And then he told me he's a Buddhist.
他告诉我他是佛教徒。
By tradition.
是传统的佛教徒。
I said, are there any logic before the Buddhism? 有没有逻辑性呢？
那佛教是有逻辑性吗
？No, this is a tradition.
他说没有，是传统的佛教。
And then we come to talk about a very interesting subject, evolution.
我们讲到一个很有意思的主题，就是进化论。
Now this make me excited.
我谈到这个我就很兴奋。
And I said I read the book of the Darwin's book of the Origin of Species.
我说我有读过达尔文的一本书《物种起源》。
And then he said, "What do you think?"
他说你怎么想呢
？And then I said, "I believe in microevolution."
我说我相信微观进化论。
And how can you not believe this? When I come to the United States, I have to adjust myself in order to fit the new society, right?
你怎么会不相信这个呢？当我们来到美国，我们都要调试我们自己来适应这里的生活。
But I clarify clearly that I do not believe in macroevolution.
但我很清楚地澄清，我并不相信宏观的进化论。
And then I asked him, "Do you believe Jesus can turn water into wine?"
我问他说，你相信耶稣可以把水变成酒吗
？He said, "It's not scientific. I don't believe."
他说这个一点都不科学，我不相信。
And then I asked him a question.
我又问他
In the name of science, you believe a primitive, primordial soup can change into Einstein?
但是我跟他说，但是从科学的观点来看，你却相信从最原始没有生命的一个状态，可以慢慢进化成像爱因斯坦这样的天才。
And I told him, "What difference does that make? The end result is the same, and only the agent are different."
这两个有什么不一样呢？结果是一样的，只是物体不一样而已。
And I believe in God.
我相信神。
And you believe in chance.
你相信几率。
But the end result is the same.
但是结果都是一样的。
And then you call it the science.
但是你却把这个叫做科学。
So our conversation stopped there because the show stopped.
因为晚会表演开始了，我们的对话就停在这里。
And then just to entertain you a little bit, later on, some girl, Spanish girl, come down and I don't know why he picked me to drag me to the stage and to do dancing.
就是就是娱乐你们一下，就在那个节目表演的时候，竟然有一个西班牙的跳舞的表演者下来选了我，把我选上去舞台跟他一起跳舞。
So my friend took a picture.
我的朋友照了一张相。
And I'm going to put it in Facebook to entertain other people.
我将会把它放在脸书上面来娱乐别人。
So to tell you that T.C. Low can dance too.
就是要证明说我也可以跳舞。
Not just elephant can dance, okay?
不只是大象可以跳舞。
Yeah. So I thank God for giving me the opportunity to share my faith.
我感谢神给我这样的机会来分享我的信仰。
But I also learned a very important question in terms of evangelism.
我也学了一个功课，关于布道的功课。
That is, religious issues can be discussed without compromise.
就是说，信仰的问题呢，我们可以没有妥协的来跟人讨论。
Yet without animosity.But with gentleness and respect.
我们也可以用没有敌意的方式来跟人家讨论，我们彼此用温和的态度来讨论。
And bring to my mind what Billy Graham has said.
我就想到布里汉牧师所说的。
So he says, if there's an offense, let the gospel offend them, but not the manner with which you share the gospel.
他说我们宁愿用福音里面的内容去得罪人，但是不要用我们讲话的态度去得罪人。
And the Bible says the gospel is offensive.
圣经里面有讲，圣经的话是容易得罪人的。
But we should not be afraid of it.
但是我们应该不要怕。
So the next thing I will talk about is very important.
下一面我要讲的是很重要的事。
That's we must learn how to thank God for the salvation.
我们必须要学习为救恩来感谢神。
But first, we got to know what is the problem with the human race.
但是我们要先来知道人类的问题是什么。
The greatest problem is separation and alienation.
人类最大的问题就是隔离和疏远。
But no matter whether you're Christian or not, all the human beings have a common desire.
不管你是不是基督徒，所有的人类都有一个共同的渴望。
That is justice, love, and forgiveness.
那就是公平、爱和赦免。
Justice is very important.
公平非常重要。
Just imagine if my wife or daughter is violated, do I want to seek justice?
你想想看，如果说我的太太或是女儿被人家欺负了，我不会想要寻求公平的一个结果吗？
And you bet.
我一定会的。
And the second thing is love.
第二件事情是爱。
Everyone.Need to be loved.
每一个人都需要被爱。
And everyone need to have someone he can love, he or she can love.
每一个人也需要有一个爱的对象。
And then the third thing is forgiveness.
第三件是赦免。
Just imagine if I somehow willfully or accidentally offend my friend for 40 years.
就想象说，如果我不小心来得罪我的朋友14年之久。
And I can imagine I will be very terrible. Will have many, many sleepless nights.
我相信这件事情可以让我睡不着。
But one day my friend said to me, T.C., I forgive you.
但是有一天我的朋友跟我说 ，T.C. 我原谅你。
So how much relief I will have?
你相信我会多么释放啊
？But the interesting thing is justice, love, and forgiveness converge in one place. That is the cross of Jesus Christ.
有意思的是，公平、爱跟赦免都汇合在一个地方。
So I can say the more you understand the cross,
那就是十架上。
And the more you will give thanks to God.
如果你越认识十架，你就会越感谢神。
And crucifixion is one of the most cruel and painful invention of man.
钉十架是人类所发明最残酷、最痛苦的刑罚之一。
And the victim, when he hung on the cross, suffered severely, from thirsty.
当罪犯被钉在十架上的时候，他会非常的干渴。
And then hunger.
他也非常饥饿。
And then a dreadful convulsions of pain.
他会有很痛苦、很可怕的痉挛。
So every breath increased the agony.
每一口气他吸进去就增加他的痛苦。
Because the whole weight of the body was hinged on a nail in the heel.
因为他全身的重量都落在他的脚跟上，上面插了一根钉子。
So each breath, he was forced to lift himself up into the heels.
他如果想要呼吸，他就要用他脚跟的力量把全身抬起来。
So if the victim is a strong man, this painful experience may last 3 to 5 days.
如果这个罪犯是一个很强壮健康的人，他可能可以挂在上面3到5天之久。
And then he died.
才会死。
So many pastor or people said, oh, crucifixion is the most terrible thing. I agree.
所以很多牧者或是人都会说，十字架是最可怕的一个刑罚。
But actually, other things are more painful than crucifixion.
但是还有一件事情比这个钉十字架更痛苦。
But crucifixion is an insult to the people in the Roman society.
在罗马社会里面，这个钉十字架对人是一种耻辱。
Yet as terrible as it might seem, the ultimate moment of suffering was Jesus was forsaken by Father.
但虽然十字架的刑罚是非常的可怕的，但是对耶稣来讲，最痛苦的是父神离弃他。
And Jesus cried out on the cross, "Father, Father, why have forsaken me?"
耶稣在十字架上大声呼喊，神啊，神啊，我的父啊，为什么离弃我？
Now you talk about injustice treatment in this life.
我们讲到我们在生活上面不平的待遇。
And think about Jesus.
想想我们的主。
So the Father forsaken him at the critical moment that he obeyed the Father the utmost.
天父是在主耶稣最顺服、遵行天父旨意的时候来离弃他。
Is it terrible?
是不是一件很
？So I believe Jesus' pain is not the physical pain. Of course it is, but the most painful thing is he experienced the separation from the Father.
我相信耶稣的痛苦不是在他的身体上，当然肉体上的痛苦也是会痛，但是最痛苦的是他跟父神分开的。
And Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4 and 5 says,
以弗所书二章四到五节这样说，
But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved.
既然神有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
So at this moment, I'd like to point out very important theology doctrine.
在这个时候，我要指出一个很重要的神学观念。
God made us alive.
神使我们活过来。
And Jesus came not to make bad men good, but to make dead men live.
耶稣来不是让坏人变成好人，而是让死人能够。
And we've got to remember regeneration precedes faith.
我们要知道重生是在信之前
就发生的。So many times we believe in God, we have faith, we need faith.
我们说到我们要信神，我们需要信。
But have you thought about that? The faith is given by God?
那你有没有想过这个信心是从神来的？
And justification precedes sanctification.
但是这个称义是在成圣的前面发生的。
So what I'm trying to say is, man has nothing to boast.
我想要说的是说，我们人没有什么可夸口的。
And everything is the grace of God.
每一件事情都是神的恩典。
For that, should we thank our Lord Jesus?
我们应该为这样的事，为这一点来感谢神。
And inside a museum in Romania was a work of art.
在罗马尼亚的博物馆有一个艺术作品。
Is made by a Romanian leading sculptor.
是一个罗马尼亚有名的雕刻家的作品。
And then the sculpture is very interesting.
这个雕刻，这个作品是有很有意思的。
It's a large, rusty-looking nail.
它是一个很大的，已经朽坏的一个钉子。
And then it gives us the feeling that it's sharp and fearsome.
看到这钉子呢，就觉得它是很锋利、很可怕的。
So the visitor came to look at this thing.
参观者都来到博物馆看了这个作品。
Everybody said, "What's the point?"
每个人都说这个作品在说什么呀
？But as they look at the head, which is a polished copper and iron mixed nail head.
当他们看这个钉子的头，它是一个铜铁混合的一个头。
And they saw a reflection of himself or herself.
这是一个磨亮的一个头，然后看的时候，他们看到自己的反射的影像。
And then a Christian with a very sharp spiritual insight.Explain to them.
一个有很尖锐的属灵看见的一个基督徒就这样的回答。
And he said, "This is the point."
他说这个就是重点。
Upon seeing their own reflection in the nail head, they saw their share in sending Jesus to Christ to cross.
他说，当我们在这个钉头上面看到我们自己的反射影像。就告诉我们说，我们是有份于把耶稣送到十字架上的人。
So how powerful a message in a piece of rough hewn metal?
这一个 出自的一个金属带出来是一个多大多有力的一个信息。
Yes, I am the one who nailed the Savior to the cross.
是的，我是那位把我的救主钉在十字架上的人。
So therefore we ought to thank our Jesus for dying for our sins and your sins and giving us eternal life.
因此我们要感谢神为你我的罪而死又赐给我们永生。
And forgiveness is one of the significant uniqueness of Christianity.
赦免是基督教里面一个很有独特性的一点。
And we should thank God for that.
我们应该为这一点来献上感谢。
And do you know Buddhism has no forgiveness?
你知道回教里面，佛教里面是没有赦免这样的事吗？
And Islam has no forgiveness.
回教里面也没有赦免这么一回事。
And only Christianity offers forgiveness of sin.
只有在基督教里面提供了赦免。
So therefore, people say if you take away the cross, there's no Christianity.
所以有人说，如果你把十字架拿走，就没有基督教了。
If you more understand the cross, then you will give thanks to God.
如果你越认识十字架，你就会越感谢神。
So this is the significance of the cross.
这是十字架的重要性。
And the next question is, how do I receive forgiveness?
下一个问题是我如何能够接受赦免呢？
So I give you a very simple formula.
我给你一个简单的方式。
And then I call it A B C D.
我把它叫做 A B C D.
A is acknowledge that I am a sinner.
A 就是承认我是一个罪人。
And B is believe in Jesus that He is God and He has resurrected from the dead.
B 就是相信耶稣他是神，并且他从死里复活。
And C is confess your sin and repent before Jesus.
C 就是承认你的罪，并且悔改。
And D is make a decision.
第一就是做一个决定。
So if you know all these things, but without making a decision, doesn't mean anything to you.
如果你都认识这几点，但是你并不做一个决定，对你
就
没有意义
了。Because a indecision itself is a decision.
因为要不要做决定，这本身就是一个决定。
And not to decide is equivalent to decide not to.
哦，不做决定本身就是也是一个决定。
就是一个决定 ，OK。And we should thank God in the midst of trial and even persecution.
我们也要为在试探还有迫害当中来感谢神。
And last night, Dr. Wai Lau said this.
昨天晚上，魏老医生这样子说。
I don't see him today.
他现在不在，他在后面。
Okay. And he said, Christian is no different than other people, including unbelievers.
他说，基督徒跟其他人都是一样的，信跟不信的人都是一样的。
We are not exempt from trouble, failure, suffering, and persecution.
我们也不会说没有问题，没有迫害，没有困难。
But in spite of all these
尽管有这一切
adverse circumstances, we need to give thanks to God.
尽管是这一些，但是我们在这样的环境里面，我们都可以感谢神。
The reason is very simple.
原因很简单。
But it will take a long time to explain.
但是我可能要讲很久。
But I just give you three points.
但是今天我只讲三点。
Because He, the God, promised to be with us during our suffering.
因为神应许我们在苦难中要与我们同在。
Do you know why? Because our God's name is Emmanuel.
你知道为什么吗？因为我们神的名是叫做神与我同在。
And God promised to help us.
神也应许要帮助我们。
And then, if you don't believe, read the book of Psalms.
如果你不相信，你就读诗篇。
And the psalmists are very spiritual person, but they have agony, and then they also believe God is helping them.
你从诗篇里面可以看到一些诗人，他们也是很属灵，但是他们也有痛苦的时候。
And then thirdly, he can use times of suffering to draw us closer to himself.
第三是神借着苦难吸引我们与他更亲近。
James chapter 1 verse 2 and 3.
雅各书一章二到三节。
Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trial of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance.
我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐。
And then in the Bible, we find a very good model or example for us to follow.
我们在圣经里面可以看到一个非常好的模范，让我们可以来学习。
That is Apostle Paul.
那就是使徒保罗。
He wrote a letter of joy while he was persecuted and in the then cramped prison, which I had visited many years ago.
当他在受迫害，并且住在一个潮湿、 很不好的一个监狱里面，他写了很多喜乐的书信。
So I believe about 20 years ago, I visited Israel, and then in the Macedonia area.
大概在二十年前，我去参观以色列，还有马其顿那个地区。
And then I had a chance to go to Philippi to see the prison that Paul was in.
我有机会去到腓立比去看。保罗以前被囚的那个监狱。
So it is a very terrible situation.
那个监狱看起来是很糟糕的一个情况。
So I can imagine that Paul was suffering from constant irritation of the chain and the pain of the iron manacle cutting into his wrist and ankle.
我可以想象保罗在当时他的那个手镣脚铐怎样切入他的手跟脚踝。
And in the Bible.And also, we can imagine Paul was a very lonely man.
从圣经里面我们可以想象，保罗在当时是一个非常孤独的人。
Separate from friends and brothers and sisters.
与他的朋友、弟兄姐妹隔离了。
And he was unjustly accused.
并且他是不平的被控诉。
And people thought he was a evolutionist.
人们觉得他是一个革命者。
And actually, he's the agent of peace.
但是事实上，他是一个和平的使者。
He was brutally treated.
他是被残酷的对待。
And if you read the book of Acts, he was flogged 40 times and insulted and beaten numerous times.
如果我们读《使徒行传》，就会看到他被打了40次，然后常常被耻笑、被欺负。
And he languished almost forgotten in a harsh Roman prison.
但他在一个罗马监狱里面。几乎被遗忘了。
So I heard people said to me that, oh, his prison cell is so terrible because the technology was very backward in those days.
我听很多人说，他所住的那个监狱的情况那么恶劣，是因为当时的建筑的技术是很差的。
So actually, less than or maybe a little bit more than 200 feet away from the prison, there's a section of the well-preserved Roman road.
但事实上，我在当时也看到，就他在监狱200公尺之外，就有一个保存的非常完善的罗马公路在那里。
And if you take the TEE class, there's a chapter talk about the Roman road.
如果你是有在学习基督生平的课程，这里有一章都在谈到罗马公路。
So it's a very high-tech civil engineering.
那是一个非常有文明的一个建筑的一个文化。
And therefore comes the phrase that all roads lead to Rome.
有一句话说。条条 道路通罗马。
And because it was Rome was known for their good civil engineering.
这就是当时罗马他们在这个工程道路上面是非常
有名的。So you can imagine if any man had a right to complain, it was Paul.
所以你可以想象说，如果任何人有这个资格来抱怨，这个就是保罗了。
Yet his lips rang with words of praise and thanksgiving.
但是他的嘴唇发出来的都是感谢和赞美的话语。
So we must learn the meaning of true thanksgiving.
所以我们必须要来学习感谢的真正意义。
And even in the midst of great adversity.
在苦难中来学习感恩的真意。
But all these things, Bible gives us a very severe indictment against the rebellious humanity.
在圣经里面给我们一个很严厉的对这个悖逆的一个控告。
That is, we have forgotten God.
那就是我们忘了神。
And if we read Romans chapter 1 verse 21,
如果我们读罗马书一章二十一节，
For although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God, nor gave thanks to Him, but their thinking became futile, and their foolish heart were darkened.
因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。
And R.C. Sproul said this is a cosmic treason.
Sproul 牧师说这是一个宇宙性的背叛。
So even in our society, the most severe crime is not murder or adultery or any other things.
就在我们社会里面，其实最重要的那个罪，并不是奸淫或是谋杀。
But treason, that means you act against the government.
那就是背叛。
And you will be just not by the ordinary court, but a martial court.
这种人是被在上法庭上面就上了刑法了。
But from the Romans chapter 1, the verse we just read, I give you a shocking news.
在保罗在罗马书一章我们刚读的，我告诉你们一个令人吃惊的事。
Does the Bible put two things together?
就是圣经把两件事情双提并论。
Not giving glory to God and not give thanks to God are put together in peril.
不归荣耀与神跟不归感谢与神这两件事情在圣经里面是被相提。
So you can see, thanklessness is a very severe crime.
所以你们现在知道不感恩是一个很严重的罪。
So if we do not give gratitude to our Lord, then we offend our God.
如果我们不懂得向神献上感谢，我们是得罪神了。
It is a cosmic treason.
这是一个宇宙性的背叛。
So in summary, and let me review what I have talked.
让我来为今天所说的做一个结论。
First, we thank God for His provision, material blessing, and healing.
我们为神的供应、物质上面的祝福以及医治来感谢他。
And secondly, we thank God for the way He made us.
我们为神照我们的样式来感谢他。
And He gives us the reflected glory and the intrinsic value.
为他赐给我们这样子反射的荣光跟内在的价值来感谢他。
And then thirdly, we got to give thanks to God as a Christian.That He gives us opportunity so that we can carry out the great commandment.
我们也感谢神，让我们有机会来传福音，来做神给我们的大使命。
And fourthly, that is of utmost importance, is that we thank God for His salvation.
第四件也是很重要的一件事情，是我们要为救恩来感谢神。
And lastly, we thank God even for in a situation of persecution and suffering.
最后一件就是即使在苦难受苦中我们应该要感谢神。
So thanksgiving, to make it short, is a giving thanks to God for all His blessing is one of the most distinctive mark of the believer in Jesus Christ.
感恩也就是为神所赐各样祝福献上感谢是我们基督徒一个与众不同的标志。
Hardly anything can turn us into a bitter, selfish, dissatisfied people more quickly than an ungrateful heart.
没有什么能够使一个人变成充满苦毒、自私、不满足的人更容易。
And nothing can do more to restore the contentment and the joy of our salvation than the true spirit of thankfulness.
也没有什么能够比一颗感恩的灵能够修复我们在救恩里面的喜乐跟满足。
And thanksgiving is not just once a year celebration.
感恩应该不是一年一次的大事件而已。
And Thanksgiving celebration is a reminder that we ought to give thanks to God.
感恩节是在提醒我们应该要感谢神。
But it's a thanksgiving.
所以说到感恩，应该是说活出感恩。
So I would like to use our theme scripture to conclude my sermon.
我要用我们今天的讲道经文来结束今天的讲道。
Ephesians chapter 5:19-20.
以弗所书五章十九到二十节。
Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord.
当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和地赞美主。
Always give thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
Now, if you forget about what I've said is fine, but I want you to remember this verse.
如果你忘记我今天所说的东西都没关系，但是我希望你记住刚刚我们读的经节。
And then I learned from the TE course, you've got to do something in order to remember.
我从这个基督生平学到一件事，就是我们要做一些事情来帮助我们记住我们学的东西。
So I want each one of you turn to your neighbor left and right and say, "Thanks to God the Father for everything."
所以我要你向你左边、右边的人说。凡事我们要常常感谢父神。
Thanks to God the Father for not just one thing, but everything.
凡事常常感谢父神。
Okay, let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word of God.
主，我们为你的话来献上感谢。
Many times we forget about you.
很多时候我们都忘了你。
And then we preoccupy with ourselves.
我们一心一在我们自己身上。
And may you, through this message, let us remember that all things are come from above.
愿你今天借着信息来提醒我们，所有美善的事情都是从上头而来的。
As a result, the spirit of thankfulness will flow naturally from our heart.
让感恩的灵能够从我们心里面自然的流露出来。
And as a result, to return glory to our Father who is in heaven.
以致我们能够把荣耀带给神，归给神。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样感谢祷告都是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.